Hello.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Line. Can I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. This is she.
Okay, and I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I want it to file.
Open up a new claim?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
All right. I can do that. It takes about 15 minutes to do it over the phone, okay?
Oh, okay.
And what is your social security number?
424-23-6992.
Okay, that's 424-23-6992.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Your first and last name?
Kimberly White.
And your date of birth?
6376.
And your mother's maiden name?
Gardner.
And your Alabama driver's license number?
655-2040.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever worked under any other name?
What? Lee. Lee.
L-E-E?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a female, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am, I did.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would like a direct deposit.
And is this for a checking or savings account?
It's for a checking.
And I'm going to need the routing number and the account number, please.
The routing number is 262-083-881.
Okay, 262-083-881.
Yes.
And your bank account number?
620-0176-72.
Okay, 620-0176-72.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And your mailing address?
1003 Lakeshore Ridge.
Lakeshore.
Yes.
Lakeshore
Ridge.
Ridge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama.
And your zip code?
35211.
Is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
205-913-9184.
That's 205-913-9184.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And I've got your address as 1003 Lakeshore Ridge in Birmingham, Alabama, 35211.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Community
nursing.
health, general,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Community health, general dentistry, LPN, medical auxiliary, or none of the above?
LPN.
And which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Cougars, Crimson Tide, Golden Bears, Warhawks, or none of the above?
Crimson Tide.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1815 Arboretum Circle?
Yes.
That one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer
no,
that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I have.
Okay. Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
I have not.
And what was the last day you worked at your job?
I think last week.
Do you have a date?
I'm sorry. Let me pull my calendar up. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I think it was the 10th.
Okay. December 10th, 2022?
Yes.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
I am, and I'm speaking.
And you're what?
And I'm seeking employment. I just haven't found anything. I mean, haven't been. Yes, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
I do not.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
I am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
I am not.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I am not.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
About 50.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
I'm open.
I have to put a number in the box.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
$45 an hour.
Okay. And are you a member of a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your job title at your last job?
RN.
Okay. And who is your last employer?
Anchor Care.
Is that the same thing as Shifter LLC?
No.
Is it the same thing as Ascension Health Ministry?
No, ma'am.
And it's not A&P Services?
No, ma'am.
Okay, hold on one moment. I'm going to have to add them in here. Okay, give me the spelling of the company name, please.
A-N-C-H-O-R-E-D-C-A-R-E.
Anchored.
Yes, I'm just
okay.
Super Southern.
Okay. It's okay. I am too, actually. Is it Anchored Home Care? Or Anchored Care?
Just Anchored Care.
Okay. Here they are. All right. And I need a phone number for them, please.
It is, just one second.
Okay, 205-447-3808. And when did you start working there?
I've been working with them a few months.
Do you have a month and a year approximately?
I probably signed up with them August of this year.
Okay. And what city did you work in?
Birmingham.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working there?
I have a restriction from the state.
Okay, so were you discharged?
No, ma'am. I'm restricted from working with a staffing agency. I have to work for a facility.
Okay. Hold on, let me see if I can find the right answer here. All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And if you'll grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary pen number.
Okay. All right. I have it.
Okay. Your temporary pen number is 9270.
9270.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one moment. And hold on to your pen. I've got a couple more things for you to write down, and we'll be done.
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to this website. It's the first part of this is all one word. It's Alabama Works, WORKS, all one word. Dot Alabama, all spelled out, .gov, G-O-V. And that's to update your resume with the Alabama Career Center.
Yes, ma'am.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file your certification via the internet, then this is the website you're going to use every week. It's www.labor, L-A-B-O-R, dot Alabama, spelled out, dot gov.
Okay.
And if you choose to file over the telephone, the number you're going to call every week is 205-458-2282.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you're going to make your first certification by phone or internet beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-4524. And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. And you do have for my routing number.
I do.
262-083-881.
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am, because I was saying it by heart, and I didn't want to mess it up. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.